Ak, Cori Bush launch racial attack on bipartisan deal, hashtag negotiations so white. By Joel B. Polak on July 28, 2021. Several Democrats in the left-wing squad in the U.S. House of Representatives attacked the Senate's $1.2 trillion infrastructure deal on Wednesday evening by drawing attention to the racial makeup of the negotiators, who are white. House Democrats, including Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, have said that they will not support the bipartisan Senate deal unless the Senate also passes a $3.5 trillion bill on other infrastructure through the reconciliation process. The larger bill includes green policies, along with left-wing social spending priorities that Republicans rejected in negotiations. The Congressional Progressive Caucus rejected the bipartisan deal, calling it small and narrow in a statement Wednesday. But that was not enough for some members of the squad, who blamed the shape of the deal on the race of the senators. First-term Representative Cori Bush, DeMo, likened the bipartisan group of senators to the audience at a Kid Rock concert. Is this the bipartisan infrastructure group or the audience at a Kid Rock concert? Hashtag negotiations so white pic.twitter.com/QXVW4R9x5. Cori Bush, at Cori Bush, July 28, 2021. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, the squad's most well-known and notorious member, was somewhat more subtle. A lot of times, bipartisan agreements are just as defined by who people in power agree to exclude than include. pic.twitter.com/904y3j60fd. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, et al., July 29, 2021. Fellow squad member Representative Jamal Bowman, DNY, avoided racial remarks in his criticism, sticking to the substance. We were sent to Congress to transform lives. If the Senate fails to support a reconciliation package that meets the moment on climate and our care economy, I can't see myself supporting their goal of passing a bipartisan package for infrastructure. Jamal Bowman, at Jamal Bomani, July 28, 2021. Senator Kyrsten Sinema, Diaz, helped the infrastructure deal clear the first procedural hurdle earlier on Wednesday when she declared that she would not vote for the $3.5 trillion proposal, meaning that it could not muster a majority in a 50-50 Senate. In 2019, House Republicans voted to strip then-Representative Steve King, Arya, of all his committee assignments over remarks to the New York Times that appeared to question why the racial terms white nationalist and white supremacist were offensive. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.